We are obviously in the middle of our series on the Sermon on the Mount, and we've now come to the Beatitude that says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." What is it to hunger and thirst? Well, we know that in many parts of our world, there are people who are facing starvation through famine and through drought. I was reading on the Oxfam website, it said, "Today the world stands on the brink of unprecedented famines. About 30 million people are experiencing alarming hunger, severe levels of food insecurity and malnutrition in northeastern Nigeria, South Sudan, Somalia and Yemen. 10 million of them are facing emergency and famine conditions." And then there's drought. Libya, Western Sahara, Djibouti, Yemen and Jordan are all struggling with water shortages. Closer to home, more locally, last week, we, for Harvest, donated to One Can Trust. And people in our own country are struggling with lack of food at the moment. And I put the statistics here off the One Can website for parcels that were provided in the last few months. So you can see over 900 in May, 848 in June, 781 in July, 730 in August. But they are pretty sure that these numbers of parcels that are going to be needed are going to go up because of the financial situation, which we know with COVID is getting worse, and that the redundancies that are now happening. And then, of course, today we've just heard about Wickham Homeless Connection, the fact that there's that change in the evictions law with people now being able to be evicted. So there's all sorts of things that are going to be happening that are going to compound the needs of people just for very basic things in our society. And of course, it's really easy to feel completely overwhelmed, isn't it, when we look at the news. We'd call those problems, and sometimes we just feel paralysed. We don't really know where to start. It just seems so enormous. But what Jesus seems to be saying in this beatitude today is that the key for us is to focus on being right with him, and then everything else will fall into place. He will guide us in our lives and help us to see where and how we can be helping others too. So blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. What's righteousness? Well, righteousness is about being right in the eyes of God, in our character, in our attitudes, in what we say and do. The problem is that righteousness is not often top of our list of things to focus on, let alone to hunger or thirst for it. In fact, I think that hungering and thirsting is not something that is very easy for us to relate to. I was trying to think of a time when I could relate at all to the thought of hungering or thirsting. An experience that came to me was a very hot day in France one year when we were on holiday with our family. I think our children were late teens and early 20s at the time, and we were staying in the Jura, and we went for a hike up the mountains. And we all took water bottles with us. But Phil and I, being the old and wise people that we are, eked out our water supply. But our children, not being quite as old and wise, drank their water quickly and then didn't have enough. And then we had to share our water with them. And the result was that by the time we were coming back down the mountain, we were so thirsty. We just couldn't wait to get back to the campsite. In fact, all we could think about was how thirsty we were and how much we wanted to drink. It was kind of at the top of our heads. And what Jesus is asking us in this beatitude today is to hunger and thirst for righteousness like that, with our whole hearts longing to be right with God more than anything else, to have that at the top of our heads. So let's just look at our two Bible passages for today. Firstly, our passage from Isaiah 55. "Come, all who are thirsty, come to the waters. You who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and you'll delight in the richest of fare." And I think verse 2 is very key for us. Why spend our money and our time and our effort on what does not satisfy? We really do, I think, spend our lives looking for things that will satisfy us. And I think particularly at this time maybe, but the reality is that only God can satisfy our deepest needs. Only by being in close relationship with him, in a place of being right with God, will we be satisfied. Just have a little think now, what are the things that you tend to spend your time, your money, your efforts on that perhaps are not spending time with God? I was thinking about, a lot of us may do shopping. It's ever so easy to shop on Amazon, especially when you're bored, isn't it? You can just go on the internet, and then Phil says to me, a lot more parcels arriving today. What have you been buying? Needed, darling. But it's just too easy, isn't it, to do that kind of shopping. Or it might be that we go and get chocolate out of the cupboard. Not something that I would ever do. And there's nothing wrong with looking for other things to satisfy us. Holidays, for example. I'm going on holiday today, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm going down to Cornwall. But It's where we put those things. It's whether we're looking for those things to satisfy us in the place of God, when we should be looking for God to satisfy all of our needs. And then similarly, if we look at our gospel reading, it's similar, but there's a slightly different emphasis here. The emphasis here is on things we worry about, which again might be about food and clothing. It might be about our family and our relationships. And of course, those things are really important. In fact, later on in our sermon series, we're going to have a week on looking at relationships. But what Jesus is saying is don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or what you'll drink or about your body. Instead, be like the lilies of the field and trust in God that he will supply our needs. Don't worry about tomorrow, but do what is right today. And God can act in the here and now among us and through us, just as he acts in clothing all the flowers and the grass. In other words, our concerns need to be with striving for God's kingdom in the present moment, his justice right here and now. We're blessed when we hunger and thirst for God's righteousness right now. We need to learn to live in that place of contentment, learning the ability to put up with the present moment, to accept where we are, knowing we can trust God fully, even when the news is full of huge issues or when we're battling with the pandemic as we are now. But at the same time, we don't want to be so content in ourselves that we don't consider those around us who are struggling. But nor do we want to feel so overwhelmed that we retreat and ignore all the other difficulties in the world around us. The blessedness that comes from striving for righteousness is all about that ability to live in trust that we can still act righteously, even when things look impossible. And I think that's what allows us to gain that sense of blessedness that we looked at the beginning of, the end of August, the beginning of our sermon series. We looked at what does it mean to be blessed, didn't we? And that blessedness comes as we daily seek to be more like Jesus and to more closely walk with him. The more we're able to see and experience those blessings as we do that. And perhaps that's what Christian happiness, true blessedness, is all about. It's about God's embrace, God's yes, as Paul calls it, that takes us beyond the suffering, beyond human affliction, and beyond worldly wisdom into the delight of God's love. And we read in this verse that when we continue to hunger after righteousness, we will be filled as we keep the sense of hope alive. The message is that Christians should continue striving, whatever the world may throw at us. This is the very opposite of escape. Instead, it's about continuing to act, to seek to do what is right, even when in worldly eyes it might seem pointless. And this is the blessedness of the Beatitudes and of the whole Sermon on the Mount. It's not a vision for another world. Instead, it's a vision of blessedness for this world, a hunger for righteousness in a world of want and need. Each of us need to have that hunger to be in that right place with God, to know that we are living in a place where we are allowing God to work through us in every way in our everyday lives. So let's pray. Father God, it seems like a big thing for us to be in a place of righteousness, of being completely right with you. But Lord, we want today to ask that you would take each one of us one step closer to being right with you, to allowing your character and all of who you are, your gifts and all the fruits of your spirit to work in us and through us to serve the world around us. And we pray, Lord, that you would give us that hunger, that thirst for being right with you, rather than trying to hunger after things that will not satisfy us. Help us to keep remembering that it's only in you that we will be satisfied. Amen.